Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this wonderful Wednesday.
That's it. So today's Do Not Fear scripture comes out of Deuteronomy 31:8. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged."
Hallelujah.
And God, we have a lot. We are just blessed.
On today's call, we're going to discuss your greatest investment opportunity.
Hallelujah.
We're going to make four statements about investing. Only one of them is wise and scripturally accurate. The other three are wrong. One, investing money is like gambling, and that's a sin. Two, I'm broke. I don't have any money for investments. Three, I never invest things I don't understand. Four, investing's just for rich people. The correct answer is number three.
Wait, I was going to do a drum roll, but never mind. The correct answer is number three. Never invest in anything you don't understand.
Here's a revelation for you. Investing's not just for rich people. In fact, according to Scripture, every born-again believer should be in investments. Your greatest investment opportunity is not in silver and gold, real estate, tax-exempt bonds, or the stock market. The first and most important investment that you make is in yourself, your knowledge of the Word, your knowledge in your field of employment or business. It's also important to ensure that you're investing in the same knowledge in your spouse if you're married, your children when you have them, or anyone else that God directs you to. You should invest your time in acquiring knowledge that will encourage, empower, enable, and enrich you in the things of God.
That's it.
You know, I'm great with numbers. I can tell you exact number of people in a crowded room.
Almost.
And in an auditorium with a glance.
Within a few.
I can count cash in my head with amazing accuracy. I can look at a large stack of mail and tell you how many pieces, and even when the count's larger than 50. Having said that, I never made great grades in algebra, trigonometry, or calculus for two reasons. First, I never saw the need, meaning under no scenario could I figure why I needed to master these mathematic courses. Secondly, and most important, my lack of motivation caused me to never fully understand the concepts. Now get ready for this next statement. It's impossible to succeed at something you don't understand.
That's truth.
It's impossible to succeed at something you don't understand. Knowledge allows us to navigate the future while avoiding pitfalls, sinkholes, and or minefields. It's been said that knowledge is power. If that's true, and I believe it is, then a lack of knowledge diminishes the power over your own destiny. The Word confirms that knowledge is power in two amazing verses of Scripture. Proverbs 8:14, Amplified Bible. I have counsel and sound knowledge. I have understanding. I have might and power. When you know what you need to know, you know you've got what it takes to succeed. Proverbs 24:5. Message Bible. A strong man knows how to use his strength, but a person with knowledge is even more powerful.
Mm-mm. You know, the reason you're investing in your knowledge is that you're increasing in power. You're gaining understanding in hidden treasures and secret wisdom, a secret riches, I mean. You know, and one of the things that we just need to throw in is if you go into, what is it, Matthew 24:25, where it talks about investing. You know, the man went away and everybody was given money to invest. It wasn't just time and talent to invest. It was actually money. And so if you think investments, wait a minute, is that in the Bible? You can start there for sure. But you know, in Hosea 4:6, Classic Amplified, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you, the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing that you have forgotten the law of God. I will also forget your children." Strong's Concordance, the words destroyed in that, is the Hebrew word H1820. 1820, and it means cease, cause to cease, destroy, or cut off. The priests were accused. They weren't sharing the knowledge of God with people. And if you don't have knowledge, then he says you're going to be cut off from him. You're not going to know what's right and wrong. The scriptures also says that if we reject knowledge, that he will reject us if we're not trying to invest in all ways. And it's a pretty good reason to begin investing in yourself. God expects you to. And when you have knowledge, he expects you to use it, like the men with the talents. If you bury it, you're not going to get anywhere with God for sure. God expects us to get a good return on the things he has entrusted to us. In Proverbs 23:23, Contemporary English Version, it says, "Invest in truth and wisdom, discipline and good sense, and don't part with them." Abraham Lincoln once said, "I will prepare and someday my chance will come." And you know what? It did. Somebody also asked Lincoln what he would do if he had 8 hours to chop down a tree. And he said, "If I had 8 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend seven of them sharpening my axe." So how much time do we spend sharpening our axe? How much time, do we spend on these other trips, like to the beauty parlor or the barbershop, or, you know, getting our hair colored or this or that or the other on the outside, And what if we spend keeping all that up, like hairspray and shampoos and all those brushes and hair dryers? All that money goes to outside of our head. But the real question is, what are we spending and putting in the inside of our head? Your book and your MP3 library probably reveals more depth of the respect for money and success, because that's the kind of stuff that goes into your head. And if you spend $300 on a car payment and couple hundred dollars a month on gas and, $800 on, and, et cetera, in investments, how much do you invest in books and tapes and stuff that's going
to it's going to feed the greatest computer ever invented, your mind. Do you spend more on DVD rentals at Netflix or Redbox than you do on the pure, the powerful, the positive from the Word of God and his anointed teaching? When was the last time you bought a book meant to help you improve yourself from a Christian bookstore or a CD series from a local church or ministry like the Debt-Free Army? Here's the bottom line. Jesus was always improving himself. Should we do any less? Luke 2:52 says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man." Jesus was always increasing in wisdom and knowledge. And truthfully, we shouldn't do any less. You need to ask yourself, what's the last book that you read other than the Bible? Now, the Bible needs to be the first book that you read. But is there anything else? There should be. Don't miss out on your greatest investment opportunity, what you're putting into your mental hard drive. We've got 13 questions for you. Questions that, when properly answered and used, will make 2023 your year of unfulfilled promises fulfilled. 1, if Jesus were walking on planet Earth today, would he want to hang out with you? Question is, why or why not? 2, what books do you plan to read this month? We're in November, just 8 days in. Do you have a plan to read a book this month, or more than one? 3, what CDs, DVDs, or MP3s do you plan to listen to or watch this month? List them by week. 4, what's the number one goal you'd like to accomplish in each of the 6 major areas of your life? Spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, social. 5, pick the one thing you want to change in each week this month in your life. Number six, write down the name of one person you meet each week this month. Make it your business to meet someone new. Hallelujah. Don't freak them out by trying to get too close, but get to know them. Name the four personalized verses that you plan to commit to memory. One a week for this month. Number eight, if you had $100,000 to spend or save this month, what would be your specific plans for the money? Number nine, write down something each week where God blessed, delivered, or turned things around for you. Hallelujah. Number 10, pick one family member or friend with whom you want to strengthen your relationship this month. List the person and your plan to accomplish it. Number 11, conduct a 30-day cash survey and determine one area of spending where you could redirect your money in order to get out of debt more rapidly. Number 12, ask God to stir creative ideas in you each week of this month. What are they? Do it by week, by week. 13, write out every single negative thing you think about yourself or that others have told you. Now find two scriptures that prove each negative thing to be untrue, and you can do it.
That's it.
Ponder these 13 things. Change your life.
Amen, it will.
Hallelujah. And that's making your greatest investment opportunity.
Hallelujah.
And yourself. So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.